T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Matt Thomas from Sports Talk 790 down in Houston. Matt, how you doing today?
You know, you're talking about state fairs. Remember, it reminds me of my 3 years of Minneapolis St. Paul during the year, my shows from the Minnesota State Fair. So thank you for bringing up some great memories.
It is. It's always great. This is kind of a double-edged sword. One, I love doing it because we have so much fun out here. But the second thing is, it also starts to indicate football's here, and the end of summer is starting to kind of creep in on us, and that kind of sucks. So it's a bittersweet thing here. Hey, let me ask you. We'll start with J.J. Watt. Now we know he's not going to be playing in this ball game, but we saw the reception he got here in Green Bay, and he got to live out a childhood dream. And obviously, he grew up maybe 2 miles from me. But what is it like for the fandemonium of J.J. Watt down in Houston?
Well, everything you think it is times 10. Not only is he excellent football player and had a really good rebound season, but you got to remember, Bill, when we had Hurricane Harvey a couple of years ago, J.J. was kind of the de facto face of Houston and getting, millions and millions of dollars donated to the Southeast Texas area to help people with homes and, all sorts of things and infrastructure and getting people back on their feet. So not only is he a great football player, but, if for me, and there have been times that J.J., frankly, has been a little hokey, but I said the moment that he stopped and what he did in his life and focused on Hurricane Harvey, that anybody that took any shots of who he is off the field gets a major downgrade in my book. So for the heroism that he got so many famous people around this world of ours to help, and all the people in Southeast Texas, add on top of the fact he's a great football player and the fact that he's never been in trouble, he is everything as advertised what you guys see up in Wisconsin.
So this year, this team, is this the put up or shut up year for the Houston Texans and Bill O'Brien?
Well, I don't know. I mean, this is a team that's won AFC South title after AFC South title, but continues to look horrific in the playoffs. Whimpered out last year with the loss of the Colts. You start to worry about at this point, is this organization wasting the best years of a J.J. Watt who's entering his ninth year? DeAndre Hopkins, who continues to be one of the premier receivers. Third season for Deshaun Watson. So there are still plenty of really good players. But unfortunately, it feels like, in talking about this team, Bell, that, for the most part, you're on a hamster wheel, and it just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning, and it doesn't go anywhere. Last year's team won the AFC South, got off to a terrible start and finished with a big, long winning streak. It was amazing. And then just looked absolutely awful against the Colts. And a lot of it was because, frankly, you played Miami, you played Cleveland, you played a third or fourth place schedule. Tennessee was not very good. Jacksonville was a major disappointment. So they got fat and happy, Bill, off of all these games that we were just not against good teams and very, very poor quarterbacks. I'll throw Buffalo moments as well. This year is a lot different. It's a first place schedule. The quarterbacks are 500 times better this year than they were last year. So I wouldn't say put up or shut up because I don't think that's how the Texans go in their modus operandi in terms of making rash decisions. Clearly, with Brian Gain, the general manager, out now, this is Bill O'Brien's team. Cal McNair is taking over for his father who passed away. I don't see any swift movement. The only way I could really see any sort of massive overhaul is if this team goes, say, 3-13 or 4-12.
So, I'm kind of going through the roster today. I go through the draft. Is Titus Howard, is he going to start, or is he just a depth guy? Because when I start looking at this roster, a lot like the Packers, right, they drafted a lot of guys, but are these guys that are going to crack the starting lineup right away?
My guess is the future left tackle of the Houston Texans will be Titus Howard, but it won't be in 2019. My guess, and this is just a pure hunch guess on my part, they'll open up the year starting at left guard. During mini camps and OTAs and a little bit of training camp, he's been moving around. you know, Bill's moving around all those offensive linemen because, Bill, they're just not very good. They've been awful the last couple of years. Deshaun Watson, I don't know how he stayed upright for 16 games because he got hit so many times. In fact, he got beat up so bad in one game, he had a punctured lung and rib, and he had to bust to Jacksonville because going in the air would have hurt his midsection and his body. So I give him 1,000 points of toughness for that. I'm glad they addressed the offensive line with two picks in the first three or four rounds, but it's still very much a work in progress, and that's what I think is going to be the number one thing that holds them back. They've not been able to go after really good offensive linemen in free agency. They've gone after cast-offs and guys looking for second-chance opportunities like a Shontrell Henderson. That's going to hold the team back more than anything else is that, you know, Titus just can't be ready enough to be ready to go and play a full 16 games at the most important position on the offensive line.
Talking with Matt Thomas of Sports Talk 790 down in Houston, I also wanted to ask you about DeAndre Hopkins. When you look at the wide receiving corps that are out there, we get caught up into a guy like Devontae Adams, and Aaron Rodgers feels he's one of the top three guys out there. And it's really tough. It's very much conjecture to rank them. But is DeAndre Hopkins considered, in your mind, top three?
Absolutely. Here's the thing about him, and obviously you won't see it tomorrow, but if you watch a Texans regular season game, if Deshaun Watson has time to throw the football and he throws it anywhere on the radar of DeAndre Hopkins, he's going to catch it. He's got fantastic hands. He makes adjustments. He's the best I've seen in a very long time, Bill, winning the 50-50 ball. And so if you've got that going for you, you're going to be really elite. He also gets called for a lot of offensive pass interferences, but frankly, he doesn't get a lot of them called. You know, there should be more. So he's able to just get enough separation at the very last second against anybody that's defending him that probably irks opposing teams. But he's so athletic. He's so freakish. Extension length, great hands, great after the catch. All I have is tremendous respect for him. And to tell you the truth, Bill, this receiving core the Texans have is really, really good. They just can't stay healthy. Kiki Kuti, it was a middle-round pick last year out of Texas Tech. Ridiculously high speed and good hands. Hamstring issues all season long. Will Fuller, the former Notre Dame product, amazing. Got his hands finally better to what they were in his days in college. Really looked like he was turning the corner, and yet got hurt again for the third time in as many seasons. So this team will only go as far offensively with how long Deshaun has to throw the football and how many receivers he can go to, which I'll be very curious to see if the latter two guys I just mentioned can play a full 16, because DeAndre's been able to do it, the other two guys have not been able to.
Talk about the secondary of this team, because as much as we can talk about J.J. Watt and company up front and Angelo Blackson and D.J. Reader and everything, talk about what the secondary is going to bring to the table this year as far as being able to shut down a guy like Andrew Luck and company, obviously, in that division, and to be able to really kind of fortify the offensive side of the football.
Well, they've never been able to do it against the Colts. T.Y. Hilton is going to, if he goes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, should have highlights of only him against the Texans, because twice a year he burns them for about 150 yards. Still, I would say it was the second biggest concern behind the offensive line, especially, Bill, when Tyrann Mathieu went to Kansas City, and you've got other members of the secondary moving on to Denver, and it's been really tough. And they've just, you know, Jonathan Joseph remains a steady go-to guy despite being in his mid-30s. But he's also a little bit of nicked up here and there. I'll really be really curious to see what Tayshaun Gibson brings to the table as well. But honestly, you know, Kareem Jackson, when I wore in Bronco gear, probably hurts. He was a really good safety. Had to get moved to corner because a former first-round pick in Kevin Johnson was concussed himself out of a Texans uniform. So it's still very much a work in progress. And I think, again, they addressed it this year in the draft. They'll have to probably do it again. The one guy that you'll need to watch if he plays tonight or during the course of the year is Justin Reed, who was as a third-round pick, was spectacular last year, and I think could very easily in just his second year be the best player in the Texans secondary by far. Played that way certainly in the back half of his rookie year.
Last year they get 11 wins. They win the division. Where do they stand this year in your opinion?
I think the Colts are the team to win in the pick in the division. I think Jacksonville will be obviously a lot better with the quarterback change. Tennessee remains that year in, year out wild card, sort of like the Lions, I think, are in the NFC North, how they play up and down. I think 8 wins. I think the schedule is going to be a bear. I think the offensive line continues to be a huge concern. And, you know, now they've got some extra running back help. They picked up Duke Johnson today via trade from the Cleveland Browns. So that'll help out a little bit, but their running back is a little bit underwhelming. I think this is a tougher schedule with still two big concerns of last year rearing its ugly head in 2019. And I'm scared to death that Deshaun is going to not be able to avoid injury if, again, that offensive line fails to protect him like it did last year. So I envision about 8-8 this year in a much more competitive AFC South.
Well, I know there's a lot of Texans fans in the area that look over the fence for J.J. Watt to perform down there, so hopefully he stays healthy all season long. And who knows, maybe before long and hopefully before his career ends, you see a Green Bay, J.J. Watt, Houston Texans Super Bowl matchup. That would be fantastic. Matt, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it, man, okay?
Call anytime.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Matt Thomas joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.